Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. We are just learning that Boeing may be under federal investigation. About an hour ago, reports broke that the Securities and Exchange Commission has questions about Boeing's 747 and Dreamliner programs. Also, we've been hearing that Boeing is planning layoffs, and today Boeing's stock has dropped 11%, the second biggest one-day percent drop in the past 15 years. What does all this mean for Boeing? Aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia is with us. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
So it's been reported that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is looking into whether Boeing properly accounted for the cost and sales of the 787, that's the Dreamliner, and the 747. What could an SEC investigation mean for Boeing?
Well, obviously nothing's been confirmed yet about whether it's happening and the nature of it all, but if it is happening, there is the threat of the company having to take some kind of forward loss on the basis of its, well, almost $30 billion in deferred production costs related to the 787 program.
Well, it sounds like an accounting thing, so why would this be significant for the company?
Well, the sheer amount of money involved, no one really knows how Wall Street will react to the prospect of a very large forward loss. And, of course, that just puts further pressure on their profitability, quite possibly, just as the market is peaking and there are all these macroeconomic dark clouds over the jetliner market. So it's a combination of bad news this morning.
Okay, so let's pull apart some of what we're talking about. Boeing's been trying to cut the cost of the Dreamliner for years. How successful have they been?
You know, pretty good, but they're still losing money on each one that they deliver. The last quarter saw them losing basically $6.5 million every time they delivered a 787, but this was down from hundreds of millions at the start. Still, it's very unusual for a program to be losing money like this at this stage when you've delivered already 300 aircraft.
Now let's talk about, as I mentioned, the reports that Boeing is about to lay off workers. Why would that be?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. First of all, they're convinced, or at least stating, that Airbus is competing heavily on price. There's almost certainly some truth in that, but I'm not really sure that's the full story. The reality is that one of their models, the 737 MAX 9, is having a very hard time against the A321neo. And that lack of traction in the market for that model could be leading the company to aggressively pursue an all-new jetliner, the 7M7, the middle-of-the-market jet that would basically take the place of the 757 back from the 10 years ago. But there's also just the prospect of the broader market's problems. You know, right now, the company is providing very rosy expectations for the next 4 years with rates on the 737 to get up to 57 per month. But outside of our industry, outside of airline profits, airline yields, and all these other good things that are doing pretty well, you've got the world economic environment with a lot of question marks over it. And, of course, the price of fuel has plummeted, which will likely lead to at least some airlines questioning whether they need new jets to replace the old ones.
Oh, yeah, I thought of plummeting prices as being good for travel, good for planes, good for Boeing, but not necessarily so. I just want to know, when we say layoffs, how many layoffs are you expecting, and what could that mean for local jobs here in Western Washington?
You know, it's just impossible to say at this point. It's also impossible to say how many will be through attrition rather than actual outright layoffs. And, of course, they're talking more middle management at first. We don't know the magnitude of all of this, and we don't even know if there will be outright layoffs. But, of course, there is that multiplier effect. It's not just the workers, but it's the people who profit when workers spend their salaries. But we just don't know the extent of it at this point, I'm afraid.
Why do you think Boeing's stock dropped so much today?
Well, obviously, you get that SEC in the headlines, and that just scares people. I think that's a big part of it. Part of it is also the rather rosy approach that they had taken in their fourth quarter earnings call, where they implied that everything was just fine, there was no pricing pressure, and the outlook was really good. And now here you've got the need to lay off workers because of pricing pressure. That juxtaposition really has people frazzled.
And let's remember that Boeing stock has been on an incredible run. It's still, what, 30% higher than it was 3 years ago. And finally, Richard Abulafia, let's just sum up here. We've been talking about layoffs, a possible Securities and Exchange Commission investigation. Pulling back now, what do you think Boeing's future looks like?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the fundamentals are solid because people want travel, they have to travel, but the jetliner industry is solid. There are very high barriers to entry, and this is a very well-run duopoly between Airbus and Boeing. It's not like there's anyone from a third party that's suddenly going to emerge as a major player. And most of all, Boeing's jetliner product line and its new development product roadmap are really solid. What you've got is a couple of very, very negative headlines that I think are coloring people's perceptions. And there could be further bad news to come, but that's all tactical rather than strategic.
We've been talking about the biggest employer in the Puget Sound area. Richard Abulafia is an aerospace analyst with the Teal Group Corporation, filling you in on the latest with Boeing. Richard, thank you.
Pleasure.